This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Sarah Watt, who works on Access Consciousness classes worldwide, coordinating translation and logistics in 178 countries worldwide. She is also a certified facilitator and Joy of Business facilitator with Access Consciousness and facilitates classes and calls on these tools that have changed her life. And Sarah, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. My pleasure to be here. I'm very excited. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So Sarah, for starters, tell us about your journey, if you would, from where you were to where you are now working with Access Consciousness and Joy of Business full time.
Well, you know, going back maybe only sort of 2 or 3 years ago, I was happy. I was working. I worked with animals for quite a lot of years here in Australia, working in the animal welfare sector and the private dog training and dog boarding. And so, you know, for 10 or 12 years, I worked with animals in these kind of awesome roles, managing people's businesses. And I moved around Australia a little bit, you know, working in these industries, but also always knowing, like even as a child, knowing that there was more that I desired to contribute to the world just knowing that, having that sense of there being greater possibilities out there. So I actually found an internship online with some of the ladies that have businesses within Access Consciousness. So I applied for this internship with not really a whole heap of expectation, except for it matched that energy of me and the possibilities I knew were available in the world. Like there was something there that was very kind of like a close match. So I went ahead and applied, and, you know, in those few months, I learned a lot about systems and doing things online. Like even this call that we're doing now, I learned a lot about how you could reach out to people from anywhere in the world, really, and share your message, share the word of what you knew was available and possible, and learn a whole heap of this back-end sort of technical stuff, and which apparently is very highly desirable in this world. So Access is one of those companies. It's always growing. We're always looking at new and innovative ways of doing things. So I jumped on board and just learned as much as I could. And within a few months was looking really at resigning from my role of managing a business in Queensland, Australia, and looking at this possibility of traveling the world and doing things, different things within this organization and this company that really matched what I desired to create in the world. And that's really what I did. I just kept following whatever that was a really big, clear match for me and the future that I desired to create. So from there, I kept learning new skills. I kept really demanding of myself to step into more. And now, you know, fast forward now, I'm in Langkawi, Malaysia, at a 7-day event that Access Consciousness does a few times a year around the world, assisting with the hosting and the logistics of this class here in Malaysia. And I've just really always, what's got me here is always demanding to step up and be more of me and know that there is a lot more that I could contribute to this world if it was something that I truly desired to do. So that's a very brief rundown, but really it was nothing sort of super difficult that I ever had to do, although sometimes it's been, you know, challenging, it's been uncomfortable, but it's always been this place of I knew if I was true to what I desired to create in this world, there was definitely always that ease there that was available to me. So yeah.
Certainly appreciate your sharing your journey with us. I'm sure there's a lot more you could add to it, but a fine job certainly lays the groundwork very well for the conversation. So I'm sure listeners would be curious, what does a typical day look like for you now?
That's an awesome question, because a typical day for me is very much non-existent. you know, I love every morning. Every morning I love, and I'm just, you know, it's 6 a.m. here in Langkawi, in Malaysia now, so I haven't been up for long. I'm in my hotel room and the sun's not even up yet, Eric. So I basically wake up every morning and the first thing I ask when, you know, when I'm still in bed, I haven't even really opened my eyes yet, I'm just, you know, coming into my day, and I really ask, okay, who am I today? Because for me, it's like, if I don't start my day with a question, I find that, you know, my emails start ruling my day, or my Skype messages start ruling my day, or what I did or didn't do yesterday starts ruling my day. So really every day I wake up and I look at it, I look at the day as a set and a space of new possibilities and for anything to be available to me if I choose it. So, you know, this morning I woke up, I was like, okay, so who am I today? And automatically I start tapping in around the world to upcoming classes, to where my attention's required. And then I start asking those questions like, okay, what requires my attention today? Which of my businesses require my attention today? Which of the classes that we're organizing with Access requires my attention today? And really from there, it could go anywhere. So I could be up at 6 a.m. in Malaysia on an interview with you online, or I could have a Zoom meeting with someone in Europe, you know, planning flights to go somewhere, looking at the translation available on the next Access class. So it's really a combination for me of engaging with people and engaging with the classes and with what's going on and what's changing in the world. So, but for me, a typical day always begins with a question, and from there it's, you know, whatever happens in the next 10 seconds and really choosing from that space, and I keep asking questions.
Yeah, I like that, as kicking off the day with a question. That's good stuff. Now, how has your life changed since taking Joy of Business? Touch on some of those details.
Well, I, you know, talking about before where I was saying the internship that I did, I did an internship with these two ladies, Lauren Marie and Rebecca Holtz, who are actually both also Joy of Business facilitators and Access Consciousness facilitators. And from there, Simone Millicis, who is the founder of Joy of Business, she's also the worldwide coordinator for Access Consciousness. That was the next internship I got. So I actually took on an internship with Joy of Business. I read the book. I sort of immersed myself in these tools. And really, that's where that book alone contains so much information and so many tools. Like, basically, it's like this huge toolkit that you could go to at any stage in your business, which for me created just this place where I could start choosing and creating the life that I desired to have. So my life changed completely and utterly since choosing these tools, and it changes still every day. Like, you know, the last question was about what a typical day looks like, and the fact that really that's up to me, and the responsibility, the onus of what I create in a day is totally up to me, of what I desire to bring into this world and contribute in this world. So, you know, how my life has changed is totally and utterly, and it continues to change every day. And I'm so excited about what today will bring, even, you know, 6 a.m. here in Langkawi, and it's like, okay, I'm on my first coffee. It's like, what next? What next? What next? What can I create today, and what's available and what's on offer, and what can I contribute to this world to create the future that I desire to see and the future that I know is available and possible for people if they want to choose it. So, yeah.
Change is certainly there for the taking, for sure, if you choose to do it, right? Today we are with Sarah Watt, who works on Access Consciousness classes worldwide, coordinating translation and logistics in 178 countries worldwide. She is also a certified facilitator and Joy of Business facilitator with Access Consciousness here on eHealth Radio's personal development and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Sarah, what do you find is the biggest change people get from the Joy of Business classes?
Well, there's a lot, and it's really dependent. The thing I love about Joy of Business classes and the thing I love about Access classes is they're never the same. So within Joy of Business, there's a range of different classes and courses you can take. Some of them are online, some of them you can come to in person. And really the thing that shapes that class or that call is the questions that people have and the change that they're looking for. So Really, it could be absolutely anything. But the thing I love seeing is where people begin to get a sense that they actually know a lot about business. They know a lot about what they have available to create in their lives, and they don't actually need to, you know, necessarily go to university for a lot of years or have the letters after their name to prove that they have the qualifications and the degrees. That actually the things that we've experienced in life and the things that we know within ourselves are just as invaluable, if not more so than the things we learn through, you know, university and schooling and all that sort of stuff. And I've seen people go from being, you know, stay-at-home mums to building like online businesses or becoming entrepreneurs or, you know, this place where people can empower themselves to be the change in their life and then the change in the world that they desire to have. And the other cool thing I love about Joy of Business classes is a lot of the time, a lot of men end up coming to these classes, which is so amazing and interesting to me, and starting to see where they can contribute and where they actually have a desire to create something different in business as well. So, yeah, like for me, it's this place where whatever you desire and whatever you know, it's about looking at that and exploring and empowering you to know what you know about business and to know what you know about the life that you desire to create. So, yeah, and it doesn't have to be difficult. You know, it's these courses actually bring, you know, it's called Joy of Business. I mean, we had a meeting here in Langkawi last night with the Joy of Business facilitators that are here doing this class. And Simone Millicis was sort of leading the get together and just talking again about even being called Joy of Business. Like, we translate these classes. We have Joy of Business facilitators in Brazil and Mexico and Germany and France, and these words don't really translate super easy. And I mean, even in English, like Joy of Business, it's one of those things that the title alone kind of messes with people a bit, because they're like, huh, you can have a Joy of Business. So for me, even that, even for people to get the sense that every day can be an adventure in their business. And, you know, Simone says, if you wake up in the morning and you've got blood running through your veins, you're in business. It doesn't mean you need to have a business. I mean, a mom, your children are your business, your family is your business. Like, it's really looking at it from this place of how much fun can we also have with this, and how much joy can we bring into the world with the things that we love doing. So, yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, I'd be curious also, what is your favorite Joy of Business tool? Touch on that.
So for me, there's a thing that we look at in Access and in Joy of Business, and it's like this humanoid mentality. You know, we talk a lot about us being humans and human beings, but it brings up this energy of being a humanoid as someone that's a little bit different, someone that functions a little bit differently than you know, the quote unquote average person in this world. So, you know, growing up, I tried to fit in a lot, and you know, they talk about trying to be the round peg in the square hole, or the square peg trying to fit into the round hole. And that for me was like, huh, you know, one of those light bulb moments of like, what if in business even we didn't have to do things the way that traditionally we're told to do. So there's this thing in Joy of Business, one of the tools, where it's called being a humanoid in business. And for me, what that means is having, you know, people probably look at the way I do business and think I'm totally crazy, because I'm never home. I have a beautiful house on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. You know, I have two dogs, and I'm probably home a few days out of the month if I'm lucky. I'm traveling the world so much. I have, you know, anywhere up to 50 projects on the go at a time. I'm speaking to people all around the world. I rarely finish something before I move on to the next thing. And that is called, you know, being a humanoid in business, knowing that you can handle and have a ton of different things on the go at once. And you don't have to, you know, I used to write a to-do list and make myself wrong at the end of every day because I didn't get through my to-do list. In actual fact, it would end up growing and becoming bigger. So, you know, it's this place of not making ourselves wrong and looking at where our strengths are and playing to those strengths and using those to create the future that we desire to have. So for me, one of my many favorite tools, because there are a lot, it's like a toolbox, like I said, it's like a never-ending toolbox, is having this space to know the way I create business is different. And I don't have to stick to something. I can literally have my finger in a ton of different pies and be creating on the fly, on the go, and having a heap of fun with it as well.
Well, the passion certainly comes out in your message, and we can't thank you enough on behalf of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business for joining us here today on eHealth Radio to share what you've experienced. I'd be curious also, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, I would say, you know, what if every day you really looked at like creating the life you desired to have and what that looked like for you, and not basing it on what you were doing or creating yesterday or what you thought you should do as a child growing up? Like, you know, where is it in your life when you were a kid, if you looked back, where you had this spark, this lust for life and for creation? And where did you get sidetracked from creating what that was for you? So, you know, if there was a place in this world where you knew that you could create something that you truly desired to create and have the life that you truly desired to have, possibly look up some Joy of Business classes, because coming along, and you don't have to, you can go online, we do telecalls, we do Zoominars, or you can come to a class, we do them all around the world, and we live stream the classes as well. So what if, like, looking at some of these tools to just spark some of that creativity and that lust for life that you had as a child, and to see what else is available in this world that you knew was always available, but possibly somewhere along the way you just got a little bit, you know, sidetracked by this reality and what we're told we need to do in business.
Well, Sarah, once again, we thank you for your time and certainly for those concluding remarks. If listeners wanted to get in touch with you or get more information on Access Joy of Business, where's the best place for them to get further details?
Well, my landing page on the Access website is where I list my classes. So it's accessconsciousness.com/Sarah Watt. Otherwise, you can go to accessconsciousness.com or accessjoyofbusiness.com, simonemillicis.com. They will show you or link through to all the places that the Joy of Business classes and the Access Consciousness classes are available. And you can reach me, you know, please look me up. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, send me a message. If there's anything at all that I can contribute to you having a greater life, I am more than willing to.
Sarah, lovely to have had you join the program today. All the best. Enjoy Malaysia. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's been my pleasure. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure as well. We've been speaking with Sarah Watt, who works on Access Consciousness classes worldwide, coordinating translation and logistics in 178 countries worldwide, as she is also a certified facilitator and Joy of Business facilitator with Access Consciousness, and facilitates classes and calls on these tools that has changed her life. And for further details, simply visit accessjoyofbusiness.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.